Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when will you die? When will your name perish? Those aren't some very pleasant-sounding words, questions to be asked of someone. But David, good King David, he actually has some enemies. It's hard to believe that he would, but he did. Well, I kind of understand why Saul went like David, because Saul was king and all of a sudden David's anointed to be king. And Saul's like, wait a second, here am I. So he didn't like David. So he went after him. When will you die, David? When am I going to be able to kill you? When will your name perish so we could completely forget about you? And then David's own flesh and blood, Absalom, his son wanted to be king, and he wished his father would hurry up and die. So he conspired against his dad. When will he die? When will his name perish? I could get rid of him, and I'll be king. I'll be the ruler. I, Absalom. Yeah. He wanted to have David's name perish and have David die. And there were other people also. Some of the people that David's armies defeated, they probably would really like his name to perish and for him to die. But we know when David died, it was the time that God appointed for him to die. And as far as when did David's name perish? Well, if his name had perished, I wouldn't be standing up here talking to you about him right now. So apparently, never, just as God had promised him. I promise you, from your line will come the Messiah, will come a king who will reign forever. Your kingdom will never perish, but will last for eternity. And David's name has not perished, not now, not yet, not to this day. Try and think of who else might have had enemies. Oh, this one guy, the nice guy. Everybody loved him, right? He loved everybody. He was so sweet and nice. So what if he threw a temple tantrum every once in a while and got mad about how people were treating his father's house? He was still a nice guy. He wouldn't have any enemies. This guy named Jesus. No enemies for Jesus. Nope. Well, yeah, maybe the religious leaders who were worried that he was getting a crowd and he was taking people away from them. And they were also worried that if he attracted too much attention, that the Romans wouldn't like this. Because there was other people had tried to gather groups that would follow them, and they wanted to overthrow the Romans or do other things. And I don't know their names because they died and their names perished. But Jesus had enemies. They didn't like that he would sit and eat with sinners and tax collectors. Do we have any tax collectors in here? Anyone who might be a treasurer for a church or something? Oh, wait, no. Yeah. Jesus would eat with what a lot of people would say was the scum of the earth, those sinners and things like that. And he had enemies because of it. And he had enemies because his disciples, they would do things like when they're hungry on the Sabbath, pluck grain from the stalk. Oh, wait, they can't do that. Then he had a major enemy named Satan. Satan wanted Jesus to die. Satan wanted his name to perish. Satan wanted to win so he could be the extreme ruler and have everybody be under him. Couldn't have a stronger enemy than that. A more powerful, more sneaky, more sly than Satan. And he was Jesus' biggest enemy. And he was like, when will you die and your name perish? And he was looking forward to that day. That day where he thought he won. And Jesus was hung on the cross because the enemies overcame Jesus, they thought, and Satan thought. The enemies had overcome Jesus and hung him on a tree and crucified him where he suffered and died. And they're like, yes, he's dead. And Satan's like, yes, I won. His name will now perish. We don't have to worry about him anymore. Yes, he died. At the exact right moment that his father had named, planned from before the creation, the foundation of the world. He died at the perfect time for him to die. And he died not because they caused his death. He died because he caused his death. Willingly dying on the cross. And yet, did he die? Well, yes, he died for our sins. But then he rose again. And has his name perished? I don't think so. His name's the name that lasts forever, the name that every knee shall bow and confess that he is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Though he died, he was raised on the third day, giving us the promise of our resurrection and all who believe in him to spend eternity with him. And now here we are this evening, good Christians at church for a midweek lit service, and we don't have an enemy in the world, do we? Because we're all so good and perfect, and we're good Christians, and everybody loves us, right? Wrong. People are telling me I'm wrong. I'm delivering the sermon, and yet I'm wrong. We've all have enemies, even if we want to admit it or not. We all have people who would like to do harm to us. We all like people who would just want to get rid of us, not ever think about us at all. When will you die? When will your name perish? Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, you will die. Unless Jesus returns before you die, but you will die. And you have died already in your baptism. But he's created a new life in you. And when you die as a Christian, even though you die, yet you live. You live now and forever in Jesus Christ. Now and forever. When will your name perish? If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, your name is written in the book of life, and your name will never perish. Think of that. Think of that. You will die, but yet you live. And when you die, as a Christian, your name's in the book of life, so you live forever in eternity, now until the end. We live in Christ. Our name is written in the book of life. We will not perish. In the name of Jesus, amen.